Hello, humanity. How are you doing? It's Johnny Wizard here. I guess as good as can be expected, considering Israel was, probably still is, bombing people indiscriminately, targeting primarily Christians and Jews who live in northern Lebanon. They're going to punish the government, too, when they told us the soldier was ferreted over to Iran, and it's all Syria's fault that this is taking place. So they can kill, near half a billion people and be justified? Because Bush said Israel has a right to defend herself. All nations do against terrorist activities. So they can just bomb whoever. Doesn't matter. Because Iran said that, you know, their allegations are totally baseless. But, you know, corporate America doesn't go on facts. You know, the reason Israel cannot broker an honorable settlement for peace is because they're dishonorable. They steal innocent people's homes. You know, like that's the thing that Fox News will never ever show. Well, most of all corporate America just will never show you that. Why? Because as soon as you learn it, the arguments are over. You know, well, that's a crime, right? You're alleging this person committed no criminal offense. You're stealing all his possessions that are in his home that he likely built himself, or his great-great-great-great-grandfather did. You're stealing his stuff and you're putting him into a concentration camp. You know, that's why they'll never tell you that. Fox News will never tell you that. They want to support the AIPAC crew who keep that knowledge away from you that these people are suffering in that manner so they can send these criminals billions of dollars of which they get back kickbacks. It's a criminal organization. They're funding terrorist activities against innocent populations. You know, was there any effort at all by Israel, by the government of Israel, to look for who did these crimes that they allege? Or what? Is it wrong to kill innocent people? Yes or no? Ask the Israeli government. Is it wrong to do that? Because they bombed an apartment building in Palestine, just one of thousands and thousands of targets, only indiscriminately slaughtering civilian population, right? Primarily godly people who love themselves as we do ourselves. Slaughtering these people in an apartment building, asked, why did you kill all these people just in the one case of the one apartment crime scenes? That's only one of so many different crime scenes. They said, well, that was a terrorist hideout. Well, who? Well, this guy, he's the guy that was there, Hamas guy or whatever. Well, he doesn't live there. He's none of the victims who are presently have been denied their continuing existence. They're going to blame the Lebanese government for not reining in the terrorists and kill those individuals. And yet they won't kill themselves for being in Gaza bombing northern Beirut. It's interesting, the Beirut thing, just a quick sideline. They bomb the city, then they drop leaflets saying, oh, civilian populations, you should move out of the way because we're going to be indiscriminately murdering more of you soon enough. They'd already been bombing the place. Then they drop the leaflets. Like, there you go, satanic. It's enemy forces. They think, well, we'll build up some lies so we'll have an excuse for if anybody asks us later. And, you know. But anyway, think about that relationship. You know, they're going to kill the people who are democratically elected in the Lebanese government because they're not policing the border 100 miles in, 100 miles out. You know, because these rockets go practically 100 miles made out of tin cans. And what does Israel do? No concern, no care. That's what I'm saying. There's no love. They don't care. Those people deserve to die. Like when they bombed the people in Lebanon. They deserve to die. They're innocent people, God-loving people who have committed no criminal offense, and they deserved it because they're in the right, Israel is, to indiscriminately bomb these people without making an effort. And it also grants them a right to continue on and murder and murder and murder. And Bush will always be there to say with Fox News, well, they're perfectly within their right. You have no rights as the innocent in this world under the demon Antichrist.
You know what? Anyone who dares to oppose the Israeli occupation policies in the Middle East is immediately labeled as a terrorist end of the discussion.
Is Hamas a terrorist organization?
What I am trying to say is the following. Today, we have, the Palestinians have been living through miserable conditions, despair, unfairness. This is so much. This is so much for humanity to accept. And yet, Mr. Bolton happily would sit in the United Nations and say, Syria is to blame, Iran is to blame. While Israel is doing the killing, while the hands of Israel are immersed in blood, Mr. Bolton is blaming Damascus. In the past 2 days, Damascus, and here I will repeat this on the air, live, that we are asking the world community to interfere towards stopping this bath of blood that is happening today in Lebanon. Syria, in the past 3 days, has asked the world community to interfere with Israel so that the Israelis will listen to the sound of the voice of wisdom, and the hostilities will cease.
You as a soldier are not man enough to make a demand that General Ahmad be arrested for the terrorist crimes of 9/11. They're not man enough. They're fascist Nazi cowards who want to indiscriminately murder members of our beloved families to steal our money as thieves. And that's, of course, what everything Pantano is. He steals your rights to respond to him, even, he thinks. That's the strange thing to those who practice demonic evils like Pantano. Pantano pulled the trigger on the gun that he held in his hand, and I know he killed those two people. Why? Because he said he did. And he's not arrested. He needs to be executed for committing first-degree acts of murder, and we'll get into that shortly. You know, as I said with the demon Antichrist bombing the people who were on the brink of starvation in Afghanistan, 42,000-pound bomb they dropped on the capital, of a people who only supported the apprehension of the true evildoers by supporting the FBI in their conclusions that it's Bush's business partner who funded the terrorist actions of 9/11. Right? So, we have that relationship already. So, now we have Netanyahu. Now, Netanyahu says, well, they didn't use disappropriate force. That's perfectly within their right to kill innocent people in retaliation for any terrorist offenses. Right? So why not just kill more people in New York City? Instead of killing those people in Kabul, the 42,000-pound bomb, why didn't Rumsfeld just kill people in New York City? You know? Why not? Why not? No. No, don't. Don't. That's the problem. You know, you go, this is silly. Don't think about it. You know, that's the thing about Americans. They don't think about anything. It's all, so much of what the political reality is hypnosis states. Like, people are, like, especially Fox News, it's just a terrible poison that shit is. But the thing about Fox News is you can see what the poison is more clearly. So here's Netanyahu speaking on the Bush bitch Fox News broadcast. Again, these guys are traitors that need to be charged with war crimes, perhaps executed, or life-term prison sentences, when they told you Ahmadinejad told us that the Holocaust never happened. You're executed for those lies. That's the highest acts of treason imaginable. Fox News is broadcasting to the mind of the Bushite grunt. They don't care about nothing, these little Nazi Bush bitch enemy forces. They're, in most cases, they don't even speak English. They're like from whatever country. You know, they're bribes. They pay these people from third world countries to earn $40 a day minus expenses to join the American military forces, and you don't become an American until after either you've died or you're rewarded with citizenship if you agree to murdering innocent people to steal their money and to deprive Americans the arrest of the true evil masterminds. But anyway, okay, so here's Netanyahu on Fox News. Listen to this.
You're in New York.
We are.
All right, now let's imagine New York City being pummeled by rockets from neighboring state. You were, actually. You had a what is called a rocket, but in fact was a plane that smashed into the World Trade Center, two of them. And you responded to those two makeshift rocket attacks by going out and conquering and changing the regime in neighboring Afghanistan, as you should have. Now, that was on a scale of carnage far bigger than what we're experiencing. But imagine that you're pummeled all the time by smaller rockets from a neighboring state. In this case, imagine that from Canada or from Mexico, in fact, from both of them.
Yeah, just imagine that. You know, the United States figures they own Canada. You as an honorable man who have raised a family, have worked a hard day's labor to bring home the bacon, and you're able to make your children happy with the love you share. It doesn't cost a lot of money, but you get by fairly good as it was. You loved your neighbors, and people said only good things about you because you weren't so bad a guy, you know. Committed no criminal offense, but now you no longer own your house. You no longer own all the property that it contains. Toys under your Christmas tree, you are denied. You must leave and be put into a concentration camp without any rights. That's what it would be if America took on Netanyahu's challenge and became 100% Zionist. You know, and they would only kill innocent people, attack fellow Jews, right? Because that's what Errol Sharon was caught doing in Mexico. He wanted to blow up Jews in the Mexican Congress. They're killing Jews in Lebanon, right? They're not going after, they're not following any crime scene leads. They think this gives them justification to murder all kinds of people. But listen further.
You have enclaves, states within states, in which terrorists are pummeling American cities. You think you wouldn't respond with great force?
Yes.
I expect you'd respond with at least as much force as Israel does, and I think every American intuitively understands that.
You're not striking the bad guys, though. That's the problem, Netanyahu. You're killing innocent people. Netanyahu is saying there are terrorist actions that are occurring against Israel that give it a justification to commit the very same crimes Netanyahu says he's outraged against. Okay, please, I beg you to, if you don't understand what I just said and you're dismissing it because you think it's unimportant and it doesn't really make sense anyway, as often people allege words from my mouth express, unfortunately, I would encourage you to rewind that and listen to it again, because that's exactly what he's doing. Errol Sharon would do that constantly also. You know, they say this is a terrible thing, killing innocent people. So they go and murder a bunch of innocent people. They didn't make any attempt to negotiate with Lebanon because they say they have evidence. How do you conclude any of this information that they allege? They say that the soldier was ferreted over to Iran. Where's your evidence? See, they don't want to follow evidence. Like Bush doesn't want to follow evidence. Right? There's too much money to be made in indiscriminately slaughtering a good, honorable family because they have relatives. And they're going to say, we're Christians. Or were Jews who live in Lebanon? Why are you bombing Jews in Lebanon? And this, actually, there was a case, unfortunately I don't have the details. People, if you're interested, here's a little sort of sideline, tidbit, storyline. But a few years ago, an IDF soldier was arrested for first-degree murder. What he did is he went into Lebanon, found a Jewish family, and strangled them to death. He said that Jews shouldn't be allowed to live anywhere but in Zionist apartheid Nazi regimes. You must be murdered as a Jew, he believed, if you believe in the God of the Bible, where all people are treated with respect and God is worshipped as something truly magnificent. I think it was 3 months, but he didn't spend 3 months as a home arrest.
But I guess the question a lot of people have is, where does this go? When does this end? Are we at the point where the feeling on the street and in within the politicians in Israel is that you have to sort of take it to its conclusion here, finish it once and for all? Because clearly Hezbollah is not going to abide by the UN resolution calling for it to disband and disarm.
Take care of it once and for all. But yeah, the Hezbollah, they run schools, they run hospitals, you know, they do all the charity work. You see? Why don't you go after a criminal? They don't want to do that, see? If you say, well, the criminal is the individual who kidnapped the soldier. If they say that, if Fox News says that, then that means the thousands of people that Israel have in prison as innocent people would be a crime against us all. When they arrest people, not charging with anything, they go, he's a Lebanese guy. We can put him in prison indefinitely. Torture him. Whatever. Rape them. You know? God. You know what? Fox News isn't going to cover it. They're not going to speak out for the rights of any Christian American patriot. Forget it. You can't be an American patriot on Fox News. You just can't. And why is that? You know, what motivates an Oliver North, for example? You know, Oliver North, he purposefully went against Congress, treasonously, you know, went against the president to arm a bunch of terrorists, wanted to overthrow democratic governments because they use intelligence and reason to form their conclusions on a public health care system, for example. It's a smarter idea. He knows man-to-man he can't compete with those debaters. He doesn't have the skills. There's no respect for truth, wisdom. No. He wants to fund the murder of those individuals. Now, Congress was opposed to that. The Contras, right? They don't want to victimize innocent people to sell their money so you can bring in tons of cocaine to the Bloods and Crips. Now, even if you put that argument to the side, you know, Fox News or, you know, the people who support the criminality of Oliver North and his ilk, his demon Zionist ilk, will want to become argumentative over the fact that he says, well, he didn't really, you know, he'll argue about the cocaine thing. Yeah, but it's the fact that you went against Congress, you went against the president, you know, to commit criminal acts, terrorize innocent civilians, and that's what he admits to and was found culpable and guilty of, right? But they pardoned him. So, no, you don't go to prison as a traitor because you don't have effective leadership, particularly in the military, man. You know, this little fucker, he wants to bring in tons and tons of cocaine. Now, the problem with cocaine is not so much, well, I mean, it's a major problem. But the problem with it being a criminal act on behalf of Oliver North and his gang is that because these people become addicted to this illegal substance, they have to commit crimes to keep up their habit. It destroys their personal lives. They lose touch with what's really important. All they need and want and crave is more cocaine. There's, you know, it's a terrible, terrible thing. Terrible habit. It's like heroin. You know, the guys who deal heroin are all funded by Rumsfeld, and Fox News, I guess, claims, you know, in their green room. It's an unpleasant reality, unpleasant fact that American taxpayers gave weapons and fund the Northern Alliance, who sell heroin around our world to kill our kids. Well, they won't pay school teachers any more than $50. And we had an interview with one of the school teachers in Afghanistan on CBC Radio. He's saying his rent alone is $35. He's getting paid $50 a month. Not only is he getting paid minuscule rates for teaching Afghanistan children, they refuse to go after those who allege schoolgirls shouldn't exist. You know, the Taliban were fighting for children's rights to be educated. The pro-Bush, pro-lawless forces of Afghanistan, and you can't blame this centered on Karzai. Well, Karzai's a traitor. He's giving them the liquefied natural gas pipeline they went to war for. They will not be allowed to have that liquefied natural gas pipeline. It only will be put through to benefit the people of Afghanistan. But that's another story. I've talked about it previously. But this school situation. This teacher in Afghanistan has told us that no security services are provided whatsoever. He's being paid next to nothing because his money is eaten up in other things. So he has to, if he's interested in teaching kids in Afghanistan, he's going to have to get some other jobs and work other places. But here's what's even worse. The pro-Nazi forces, the Antichrist enemies of creation, refuse to provide any school supplies whatsoever. No paper, no books, no pens. It's too expensive. But they're stealing, taking billions and billions and billions of dollars from the American taxpayer for Afghanistan and won't buy schools in Afghanistan any supplies whatsoever. Will only pay a teacher $50 a month. And you better provide yourself your own security. If anybody levels threats against you, the government won't have that individual arrested. You know, I make accusations against Bushite because they're true criminals who murder innocent people or rape children. You know, a person who demands a Christian be executed only because he's a Christian, not committing any criminal offenses or infringing on the rights of anyone, is a person who needs to be arrested and charged for those offenses. They don't even get arrested. American Bushite grunts, Canadians included, aren't man enough to defend an innocent Christian in Afghanistan. They don't want to. They're too weak. They don't know what freedom is. All they know is they're partially brain-damaged 18, 19-year-old Nazi punks. Some of them have good intentions, but they can't comprehend any of these things. They know nothing of world history. They know nothing of evidence as a requirement to convince ourselves of something. They're practically brain-dead individuals who've taken their inoculations with neurotoxic mercury. It isn't a question whether it's a neurotoxin. We know it's a neurotoxin. We know it causes nerve damage to the brain. And yet they'll put this into the veins of our sons and daughters as soldiers. So what's the result of putting a bunch of Bushite Nazi grunts in charge of our political affairs? What's the consequences of letting a Fox News fan take charge on behalf of our communities? None of this money is going into the betterment of the people that live there, while they indiscriminately bomb people, tell us about how evil they are, supporting justice for America, justice for Johnny, justice for anybody a Bushite fights as our enemy to deprive ourselves. Equal rights.
Well, there's no question about it. First, understand that Israel was in Lebanon because of terrorist attacks many years ago. We left Lebanon with the explicit promise from the international community, cemented by UN Resolution 1559, that as we leave, the Lebanese government would fan to the south of the country, disband Hezbollah and police the area. We did our part, they didn't do their part, and now, from a state within a state, both in Lebanon and coincidentally in Gaza in the south, we're being attacked by Hamas and Hezbollah. And of course this is unconscionable.
So he states he's being attacked by Hezbollah and Hamas, and therefore he can murder as many Christians as he damn well pleases. Nobody better speak out for their rights either, because you'd be anti-Semitic. Speaking out for Jews who live in Lebanon. You know? Just look at the Old Testament. You know, the thing about Netanyahu and all the demonic forces over at Fox News, they'll never let you take a stand for the rights of an innocent man. Why? Because then you're exposed to what is really going on, and you'd be fighting for the right causes. You'd be going, why don't you arrest the bad guys? You know, they don't want to go after those who torture women and children. They don't want to go after those, like Netanyahu, who's expressed no concern for the lives of these people who have been murdered. You know, he's saying it's a terrible thing that tin can rockets, they don't even go into the cement. You know, they're made out of tin cans. And they say, in one case, they're traveling like 37 miles. You know, what kind of rocket is that? You know, they're counting, nobody knows nothing about military hardware. But it's just, it doesn't work that way. But they don't want to admit that whoever shot those into those areas would have had to be on Israeli territory. They don't want to police those guys. We don't want to figure out who actually shot the thing. Blame it on Syria, the government of Syria. And he was saying, well, we hold all Lebanese elected government officials responsible directly. You know? So are they going to kill those guys? They're going to kill the guys in Syria? No, and if we go by simply the evidence, the closest thing we can conclude is that these strikes 37 miles into Israel didn't come from Lebanon. And yet the Bushite Antichrist doctrine is that you're free to kill all the people in a nation that harbors the terrorists. So if these strikes came from Israel, why doesn't the Likudnik just kill fellow Likudnik? You're harboring the terrorists. You haven't worked hard enough. You're telling us Syria did it. A totally different situation. How is it that the the elected government officials of Lebanon are more responsible, deserve to be murdered before a Likudnik is. You know, show us the tin can rocket again. You know, in fact, Fox News, when they were talking about shots coming in from Hamas, so they claim, with the tin can rockets, they actually showed footage of a Palestinian hit where Israelis had killed a bunch of innocent Palestinians and they were covered with blankets. Fox News would show that footage while talking to you about these tin cans that were sent in with no explosive charges on the ends of them. You know, they could kill somebody. It's possible. It's highly unlikely. But even if they did, I mean, do we fight against those who persecute the innocent? Do we fight against thieves who steal from our family, our values, and cherished beliefs? Again, I'll tell you, and every real Jew will also, these are not actions of a Jewish people. Those are not Jews that live there. Jewish people do not like that form of governing where you're treating God unjustly, because that's what it says in the Old Testament not to do as a real Jew. And then Hillel makes it as easy as anything. He says, just don't do anything to somebody you wouldn't want to be done to yourself. That's it. Do you want to be victimized? Do you want to be put in a concentration camp? Do you want your house stolen? You know? Again, Netanyahu expresses no concern for the lost loves of these people who were murdered in Lebanon. You know, they have, they're using, you know, there are allegations that they're using some of the most deadly forms of weaponry to kill on a mass scale the civilian populace. Netanyahu, he thinks he's right. Not going after whoever shot in the rocket against the military force that victimizes, admittingly, innocent people with lies. They don't want justice. They don't want evidence. They don't want the American Constitution at all. AIPAC does not want freedom for Americans. You're giving these guys billions and billions and billions of dollars. And I've seen a charity commercial on television recently talking about the squalor that people live with under Israeli occupation in Jewish territories. They're showing Jewish people practically starving to death in Israel. There's no social service programs. That the government is taking billions and billions of dollars. You had the settlers getting checks, you know, exceeding $100,000 for giving up their stolen houses. They steal a house from some innocent person, then receive a check. Well, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars in some cases. You know, and they're like a thief is. They're going, well, all I do is steal somebody's house and the government's going to pay me $200,000, $250,000? Well, I'll take that.
I think what Israel has to do right now is to bring about the effective military dismantling of Hamas, which means to destroy the one military capability that they have, which is the rocket inventory that they have, that they use to fire against innocent civilians, as you've just seen.
Innocent civilians? What? He's trying to get us to believe that would be a terrorist act? Is murdering an innocent person a terrorist act, Netanyahu? You see, and that's what he is, as a demon enemy of God. He thinks we're to believe that it's okay for him to kill innocent people. Right? It's okay for him to commit the crimes he says he's outraged against. Again, it's a little trick the Zionists play. But he doesn't have a concern for any Jewish lives. Not really. He'll murder innocent people and watch Jews get blown up by suicide bombers, and he won't fight to protect their lives. Right? He won't take a supporting position to demand justice for the human beings. No. Treat people unjustly. Right? Doesn't believe in defending the innocent, but will tell you that a terrorist crime is that which takes an innocent life or innocent lives. He's got you confused? You know, when they bombed the apartment building, we can get them for war crimes on that, on bombing the apartment building in Palestine. Again, thousands, exceeding likely now over 10,000 strikes they've made against the Palestinian people since the beginning of January. And they're indiscriminately murdering these people. And it's Fox News never wanting to tell you that. They'll show you the tin cans coming in. You know, Syria, like the problem with Syria, they don't want to take a position to demand Israel respect the rights of fellow human beings by stopping to continue arresting people without evidence or stop torturing women and children. But people in positions of political authority not speaking out for our rights because they're parts of those same problems. That same criminality exists in Syria as it does too in Iran. Nowhere is it worse, though, in the instigator who's occupying foreign lands by Israel. Stop committing criminal offenses, Israel. Why must Israel continually get away with thieving people's properties while Fox News refuses to inform the American taxpayer that that's what your money is further going forward, victimizing innocent Christians in Palestine? They're stealing a person's home. Don't do that. That's a crime. That's a crime. That's an innocent person being victimized. Now Netanyahu says, hey, terrorists are those who commit crimes against innocent people. But he figures you can't hold him and his demonic, lying, demon cult accountable because he's just said that. It's like Bush with bringing people to justice. Yeah, but never mind the evidence requirement, right? You know, he's going to bring democracy to the world, but he opposes Venezuela. The guy's been democratically elected. He opposes Haiti. Overthrow a democratically elected leader who's doing all kinds of good things. You know, Chavez, the crime of Chavez, according to Fox News, is that he provides low-cost fuel to the population. You know, like that's one of those in-your-face things. They're enemies of us all. They say sacrifice, low-cost telephone service, for example. You've paid for it yourself as a taxpayer in your city. You put every piece of technology in the building. But you don't want the profits to go back to you as investor. No, give the money to a friend of the guy who was in government maybe 15 years ago. He'll take all the profits for himself, fire all the local workers if they happen to be union employees, you know, drastically reduce costs by jacking up prices, and fucking bleed them to death. Maybe it's even a monopoly.
And this requires action, some of it surgical action, because the terrorists both target civilians and hide behind civilians seeking to have democratic governments with our restraints give them immunity. We shouldn't give them immunity. We should try to pinpoint our attacks. There'll be some unfortunate, even tragic civilian casualties, but I believe that this is the only thing that we can do.
Pinpoint our attacks, but there's going to be tragic civilian loss of life. All the innocent people will be murdered through our target pinpoint strikes of individuals we have no evidence largely have committed any criminal offenses. We just make shit up. When is the last time anybody's demanded Israel explain themselves? Bring forward the little Nazi Bush bitch. You know, he says it's okay to steal an innocent person's home. Bring that fucker forward and I'll show you 99.99999% of humanity will kill it in a second. We hate these thieves. They're stealing an innocent person's home. Netanyahu says he's going to do target precision strikes, and it's the only way, you know, to deal with these terrorists, and as a consequence, all these innocent people will be murdered. That's what Netanyahu just said. Where do you have any evidence against anybody? Because if you do, then you don't have to kill all these innocent people, right? But again, they don't want to go the evidence way, because then you start isolating, you start realizing who the victim is, who the perpetrator is. And Likudniks never want that. Zionists never want that. Bushite never want that, because then you're arresting those responsible for the terrorist atrocities of 9/11 back in New York City. Then you're understanding how a social security system actually works and where all the money went to instead. Then you're understanding the regressive nature of gambling revenues, sucking the life's blood out of our communities, victimizing ourselves criminally to profit people with expense accounts that exceed the national salaries of the president or the prime ministers.
Have with us former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. And Prime Minister, what has to happen at the end of this so this isn't repeated again in the next couple of weeks if it does? Where does Hezbollah have to be at the end of this conflict for you to feel as though it's been worth the sacrifice you've experienced, let alone the soldiers who have been kidnapped?
Hezbollah has to be dismantled as a military force capable of rocketing Israel and tormenting its citizens with terror attacks.
Again, remember, he calls that a terrorist attack. You bomb innocent people, right? Yeah, but the terrorists do it, so we can do it too. No, you're a criminal. You've just admitted it. Netanyahu says bombing innocent civilians is a terrorist crime. You know, they say, yeah, but, never have I heard them ever give a legitimate excuse. And that's the nature of evil, is the deceit disguised. And that's why Fox News type people and the Bushites in general won't allow free communications, because they know war criminals are easy to hunt down and destroy if we're allowed free communications. You murdered these innocent people in the apartment building? Where's your evidence that these were terrorists? If you have no evidence, that's an act of first-degree murder. If you were so convinced that this person was a terrorist, then why didn't you just have him arrested? No, instead they arrest people without any evidence at all. They say, well, we will say whatever we demand by American military firepower. You don't have an ability to defend yourself with reason, because they don't take open line calls, Fox News, CNN, CBC. They just don't. You know, they make an attempt. A mad-funded ADA. No way. So what? Not only will they refuse to play your comments, they'll work to misinform you and believe in something completely different. So, to further the demon antichrist cause of murdering completely innocent people for nothing but their demonic pleasures to deny us the privilege of equal standing.
This was the obligation that the government of Lebanon took upon itself. It didn't discharge it. It's important that Israel do it. By the way, it's important not only to protect our citizens, but also to end Hezbollah's terror reign inside Lebanon, to give Lebanon a real chance for sovereignty. So if you're worried about Lebanon's sovereignty, as millions in Israel are, and millions of Lebanese are, then you should support the Israeli action to rid Lebanon once and for all of this foreign body.
Listen to that. Did you hear what he just said? You know, he wants Lebanon to support Israel's attack against the innocent civilian populace because these Lebanese guys that represent a political faction that live in the southern part of Lebanon, they're responsible for these murderous actions that have been perpetrated by irrational demon antichrist enemies. These are acts of terrorism. They're murdering innocent people. They're not going after any bad guys. Errol Sharon was caught trying to blow up the Mexican Congress. What don't you understand? They're murdering innocent people. It's against the Jewish faith. Why don't you support the arrest of the real bad guys by demanding the release of those who are being held against their wills for no cause that can be articulated by factuary evidential finding? If you have no evidence against an individual that's accused of something, guess what? He's innocent. Period. Bushites say, no, Al-Qaeda, Taliban are evil. They say that Jews deserve gas chamber, whatever, Holocaust thing. That's what they say. Right? And I'll tell you, these are not the Jewish people who support the indiscriminate slaughter of civilian populations to steal more money from the Christian American taxpayer. That's not what Jews do. And when you have polls in the United States of America, when they talk to people who are Jewish, they say they oppose Zionism. They're against victimizing innocent people as enemies to God. They don't want to be the bad guys from the Old Testament. They're real Jewish lovers of God and our great universe. But there are the Likudniks. They want to torture innocent people. They want to steal your land. They want to bomb people. And their excuses are they're fighting against terrorism. So this one guy who got kidnapped, who's part of a criminal regime, who they state went to Iraq, gives the Likudniks the right, according to Bush, to just indiscriminately kill all the Christians and all the Jews, bomb 5-6 countries over this one guy that they don't want to go after, nor the individuals they say are responsible for shooting in these tin can rockets. You know, they don't want to go that way, because then you got to make stands and understand. Rather keep you confused, stupid in the dark, while they steal more and more. Well, it's not stealing, because American taxpayers are willing to give the criminal government of Israel money to victimize innocent people, steal their land, steal their property, bomb people indiscriminately for whatever. Who cares? There's no justification for any of these crimes against our better selves. But so we have the Likudnik military forces, true Nazi forces in Gaza, and they're sending in the tin can rockets. Now they start killing the people in Gaza, and they say they're justified in that, yet they're occupying that area. And then in Lebanon, right, they say the government there is responsible for the kidnapping of this individual, but they can bomb those guys. Why don't the Likudniks just kill themselves? Why do they have to take us with them as the innocent victims? Right? They say they're justified in killing members of the Lebanese government. Right? Because they're not policing the lives of every single citizen in Lebanon. Along the, these rockets are going more than 37 miles, according to Netanyahu and Fox News, and everybody else. 37 miles. Even farther. Being shot by a terrorist organization they blame the Lebanese government for, and they're killing them. So how is it that they shouldn't be killing themselves in Gaza? The Nazi troops. Why must they take innocent victims with themselves? Why can't they just kill their own kind on their own? You know, why does God have to suffer with their injustice, with their criminality, victimizing our loved ones, the godly, the innocent, and the forsaken? We need a king. That's what we need. We need a king.
By the way, it is a foreign body, although the Hezbollah terrorists are Lebanese. They're controlled by Syria, a foreign power, and Iran, a foreign power, and they're being used in order to use Lebanon's soil for an attack on a third country, totally unprovoked and totally criminal attacks.
So do you as an American hold direct control over the decisions that George Bush makes? Because Netanyahu is saying he can kill the civilian population. They're justified in doing that, right? Right, everything America does is what George Bush demands, criminally. So if you support Netanyahu's theory, all Americans are directly, personally responsible for the decisions that Bush makes in their name. No. You're not. You're not responsible for the crimes that your neighbor commits. Your neighbor's responsible for the crimes your neighbor commits. Bush is responsible for the crimes he commits against the FBI, the American FBI. See, Netanyahu says, no, all Americans must be found directly responsible for committing the Holocaust of Fallujah, where they murdered over 250,000 innocent souls. Every single American, under Netanyahu's argument, I suppose, needs to be executed. That's an act of murder, mass murder. And I say, no, that's faulty reasoning. You want to isolate who's directly responsible for the criminal offenses. But again, Likudniks never want that to happen. Fox News never wants that to happen. Why? Because you'd know it's an innocent person who's having their house stolen, who they allege has committed no criminal offense. That's what the instigation of this criminal relationship is. They're stealing an innocent person's home. They're stealing all his property, and then they're putting him into a concentration camp. Right? Depriving them food, depriving them water, watching them die of diseases because they're stealing, you know, your band-aids. I say, anybody who criticizes that is anti-Semitic. This is what Zionism is for the last 50 years has always been about. It's always been about victimizing innocent people like Hitler did against the Jews in the gas chambers because it's financially profitable. Right? Bush's grandfather will tell you. He is the banker for Hitler and made tons of cash off of gas and Jews. But you see, the Zionists, they want to be, they're right in with Bush. Bush is their buddy. You know, he'll do anything Israel ever says because he has no questioning abilities, really. All he knows is he can continually leverage the ignorance of the people, tell outrageous lies that nobody believes because we won't allow a person like Johnny Wizard to get on our news broadcasts. They won't allow honorable FBI officers to be defended in our name against terrorist offenses.
And so this has to end, and I think it would be a tragedy if the international community placed pressure on Israel through the Security Council or any other means to stop before this goal of neutralizing Hezbollah is achieved, because the victims of that will be other Israeli civilians and Lebanese who hope to rid themselves of this scourge.
All right, Benjamin Netanyahu, the former Prime Minister of Israel, thank you very much for joining us live.
And in fact, the UN was taking up the issue about whether or not to order Israel to leave Gaza. The U.S. vetoed that, and there were a number of people not speaking.
Thank you, David Schuster. Former Marine Lieutenant Ilario Pantano saw firsthand the system of military justice. He was charged with murdering two Iraqis in 2004 and was finally acquitted in May of last year. He tells of his ordeal in a new book, Warlord, No Better Friend, No Worse Enemy. Good evening, sir.
Thank you.
Lieutenant, let me ask you, are you still in the military?
I'm not. I resigned my commission a year ago.
Why?
Well, actually, a couple of byproducts of the investigation. One of them was that my family received death threats, and I think that's probably the most important aspect to consider, that there are long-reaching consequences with these investigations.
Okay, well, very interesting. See, Pantano wants you to think that his family's received death threats. We've just been threatening to kill you, Pantano, of which we will. You will be tried and executed for committing first-degree acts of murder. You know, it's like Lieutenant Boudreau. He admits to raping a child by firstly murdering the young girl's father so he could rape the daughter. Okay? Now, Lieutenant Boudreau is still in the Marines. He's still doing his shit. And people don't arrest him. They go, well, I can't. It's too embarrassing that he says that shit and doesn't get executed by American Patriot Warriors. I mean, this is the thing about Pantano. People will go, well, he speaks so well, John. Yeah, but he confesses to murdering innocent people. Think about, no, he's so handsome. Yeah, but he murdered people who have loves of their own. They have their own families that he murdered irrationally as a war criminal to serve his demon lust for the suffering and sorrows against a God held in contempt. You know? He will repeatedly refer to this. We're going to listen to the rest of the interview. But you'll see. You know what evil is. You know? And always remember, the people that he murdered can no longer speak for themselves. And even if they could, Chris Matthews ain't going to be having them on. Because you know Chris Matthews, he didn't provide you any background on Pantano whatsoever. Nothing. You know? Pantano put these guys in handcuffs on their knees, and according to all witnesses, which are American soldiers, right? They say Pantano shot him in the back more than 50 times. They're innocent guys. And he did this naive Mattis game. And Mattis was caught slaughtering primarily defenseless children, women, just for nothing. And then he said they were all second bin Laden lieutenants. He did his Bush bitch laugh, remember? And Kimmett said, yeah, what are you going to do about it? And that's what happened. But then we had the video. And they go, oh, oops, we got caught doing another fucking Bush bitch operation. You know, what you gotta do, you wanna save your life as an American Patriot Warrior, you're in the wrong place, the wrong time, you were stupid, you didn't know what you got yourself into, you wanna get yourself out of there? take a stand for your fellow man and demand the arrest of those who committed 9/11. Because that's the faulted reason why you were sent in there. The irrational justifications for slaughtering hundreds of thousands of completely innocent people in Iraq. Of course, Pentao didn't mention any of that. Don't care about you dying continuously with those lies. Right? Pentao's got no interest in that. He wants you to worry about his family. They've been threatened by somebody, he'll tell you, from Pakistan. I want to see this threat that says his family's being threatened, facing a proper judicial hearing. He's had no. There's been no prosecutor for the military in respect to his crimes against the innocent. So military justice or whatever the fuck they're calling it, it's just bullshit. There's no judge. You know, Pantano is guilty of first-degree murder. You know, again, there's all kinds of great murderers throughout history that have great personalities. You know, Pantano needs to be tried in a public court of law. You give him a lawyer, give him the same lawyer he had. And he will be found guilty and executed for the crimes of first-degree murder. He's got no real defense.
Perhaps Pantano does have a defense. His defense would be America's culture holds the soldier in total contempt. You know, today the date is July 15th, 2006. Now, I've already emailed all the Fox News staff. Sean Hannity was on today telling us how Ahmadinejad claims... Well, wait, here, I'll play... Here's him 15 minutes ago.
Because the larger issue here, if we really believe that the root cause of all of this, the funding, the fomenting of terror is coming from Syria and Israel, Syria and Iran, we got to ask ourselves a question. We have an Iranian president that is actively seeking nuclear weapons.
Demonic Nazi lie. That's what it is.
Denies the Holocaust exists.
Treasonous lie that deserves prison sentence.
That repeatedly says he wants to annihilate Israel, wipe them off the face of the earth. He sounds as close to Hitler as anything in our lifetime.
Israel is an illegitimate form of governing. They take a deliberate position to commit criminal acts against innocent people. Now, somebody on Fox News would say they never target civilians, but they do every day. You know, that's how they do these demonic charades. And I thought Hitler was into killing Jews. We have a large Jewish community in Iran. You know, who is it that says all the Taliban need to be murdered indiscriminately for supporting a girls' school program and the eradication of the heroin trade?
We saw that Hitler meant what he said. Why should we not believe he means what he says?
You know, and that's what Hitler was. Sean Hannity is an enemy to America, to the flag, blah, blah, blah. So there's a defense for Pantano. You can say that the soldiers of today are not honorable. You know, if you grab the Marines Handbook on Leadership, the greatest sin, number one, is lying. You know, these soldiers have their lives on the line, and Sean Hannity feels it very important to, you know, they don't really want to know the truth, to propagandize them, to lie to them, to have them die for a cause they don't even understand, not even a clue. Now, they're willing to sacrifice their lives like that, like we see Cheney, near soldiers. And the soldiers, they're acting like they're eight-year-olds. They're the camera's there, look at the camera! You know, and this Cheney is just viciously assaulting the military, causing so many of their fellow brothers to fall down dead and die as the bad guys. He's stealing from America, you know, and they don't have a clue. You know, they don't have nothing. All they have are the basic tenets of military structure, honorable military structure. Again, these are principles that are taught. They used to be taught. They're still in the books, but you know how McCain's going. He's changing everything. So now it's okay to torture an innocent person to death. If you're doing it for Bush Jr. And you know, and the lawless forces, you know, this is McCain's bill. You know, but it's a very basic tenet of all military service. You know, all countries have this in one respect or another, where you don't want to, like as a commander, you don't want to purposefully work to mislead the soldiers that are under your charge. If they're willing to put their lives on the line to defend some principle or something, you don't want to be purposefully lying to them, to deceive them into believing something that isn't so. And that's what Sean Hannity is doing.
and he gets to go unchallenged. You know, Alan Colmes ain't going to be challenging him solid on anything. Alan Colmes has got to always play in Sean Hannity's world, and we get to see his enlightened remarks in respect to those positions. But Alan Colmes will never, or he hasn't yet, he could, it's not humanly impossible, but he never wants to take a step out on his own. It's always got to be in reflection to Sean. So he's not, that's probably, of course, why he's got that job. You know, but remember, Fox News, all the employees there know, because I've sent every single employee there that I could get an email for, the fact that Ahmadinejad never said that. So they all know that. They all know Sean Hannity's working to mislead the American soldiers, to have him die as a bad guy for no reasons understood. You know, Israel doesn't attack civilian targets, ever. That's what the guy on Fox News said today. Well, with the exception of almost every single strike, you know, how do they do that? Why is that an effective strategy? Because there's a whole segment of American society that don't really respect the Constitution. They might say, we fight for freedom, but they don't understand what the Constitution represents. The wise men who put those ideas down were looking out for you too today. You know, these principles of evidence being a requirement to convince ourselves of something are timeless. That's the all civilizations had to deal with that argument to the illiterate masses who can't, you know, and they're always going to be there. The Hank Williams Juniors, the Charlie Daniels. It's a sad day. It's a sad day. People wonder, why am I so vicious against Sean Hannity? Sean Hannity will kill your kids with his lies. Just like Hitler's Goring, right? That's just what he's doing.
What should be done about that guy, Ahmadinejad?
Ahmadinejad, though, you can kill him if you like. I don't mind doing it.
See that little demon Bush bitch there? He wants to murder a man, and what's his crime? They're broadcasting across America how they want to murder Ahmadinejad. And he might be a part of some criminal action. I don't know. I'm not aware of any allegations brought against him, though. And you'd figure if there were, they'd articulate them. You know, there was a woman that was tortured. They need to have the individuals responsible for that action arrested. A Canadian woman there. But was Ahmadinejad involved in that action? Who was the individual in Syria that tortured the Canadian? Arar. You know, what Ashcroft sent him over to his buddies in Syria. You know, that's the problem. The ambassador for Syria is a great guy, you know, obviously. But, I mean, part of the problem with Syria, their political position, is that it's very difficult for him as an ambassador to articulate that Israel will beat up children. And we've got it on film. They confess to doing this stuff, okay? That aren't guilty of anything. They threw a rock at perhaps an invading tank. You know, they'll take naked people and put them on the front of their tanks as they go into villages and slaughter people. You know, they shot in 800 missiles into Jenin. You know, they're using chemical weaponry in Palestine today. 8,000 missiles, more, much more now, since January, have been indiscriminately shot into Palestine. And what do you see on your magic TV in the United States of America? Everybody's in Israel there. There's, you know, they're, oh boy, let's hope another rocket comes in and we can look at the little crater in the street. Well, they're just slaughtering people, you know? Like, think of what all the places they've bombed in Lebanon that they admit. You know, there's all the other places, too, that we have film footage that I haven't seen yet on CNN. Maybe, perhaps, they'll be compelled to cover it as unfortunately, this thing continues. But, you know, they blow up cell phone antennas. So anybody who's standing around a cell phone antenna or lives in the block or is in the area, they're going to die. You know, they blow up all the power plants. And this is not Hezbollah's government. The Hezbollah movement is represented as a military force of at least tens of thousands of individuals. And remember, Bush, he wanted the Syrian military out of there. Get rid of all your military protective services. So there was very little Lebanon could do. Now, they can't directly oppose the Lebanese people, which are a part of this political faction. You know, if you have evidence indicating a criminal action is taking place, like we do in respect to the houses that are confiscated by the Nazi Likudniks, why cannot you as an American demand retribution to those involved in that criminal conspiracy? It happens all the time. It's never on your news. They don't do that by accident. Just as they're not showing the bombing of the people in Palestine. You know, and you can see the culture there too. The guy they have from Fox News, I forget his name, but he's been there. He just kind of continually shows us the little holes in the roads or whatever. Those are more sophisticated rockets than the other ones. But again, they don't have a radius of 98 miles. Okay, so it's obviously in Israeli territory that these bombs are falling. Or 37 minimum anyway. They don't go, 37 is the minimum requirement. You know, they're not going 37 miles. There's no way. Not with that kind of rocket that has less than a grenade as a power punch. You know, what's the point? If you're going to put in all the technology to build a weapon that's going to reach that far, yeah. Anyway, my point is this. They never show all these people that are being murdered. They say Israel is in the right to commit these lawless acts of aggression against the Lebanese people. They admit they're attacking the Lebanese, and in their satanic nature, again, you know, people have a hard time with this, and I'm trying to ease us into it, and I've been doing it for years, so hopefully many of my fans are totally in on this nature of deception as a property of three dimensions being expressed by an individual such as myself who's been through this all already. But listen, Israel's position has been articulated several times already, that the reason they're killing the people in Lebanon is they want to convince them that they need to go against Hezbollah. I'm not making that up, and I'm sure you've heard those statements yourself. So that's satanic. So how are you going to succeed at that? But they'll murder who knows how many innocent people to try their game. And they say that's the best ideas they can do.
What kind of people came after your family?
There was a website that came out of Pakistan that showed an image of me beheaded and said that I deserved it. It was a jihadi image. The FBI is working an investigation on that. We even received information that a cell in the United States had accumulated information on my mother, my wife, and I.
Just realize how evil that is. You know, he claims the FBI is looking out for him. I've been calling for somebody to execute him for months. It's every military group, every military email address that I've been able to get, which is very few. They don't like to talk openly. But, you know, every veteran service, all of them know I'm gunning for fucking Pantano. He's an enemy to God. He murders innocent people and thinks he's going to get away with it because he's so charming. It doesn't work that way, Pantano. You know, you've murdered innocent people that had families that loved this world a great deal more than you could ever. Right? You've got no respect for your fellow soldiers. You wanted them. In fact, he's the older. He's the commander of 40 individuals that are 18, 19-year-olds that come from the poorest slums of America, or they're foreigners. They have no educations. He's been around for like more than 30 years. He knows Bush did 9/11, but he works to deceive them, just as he did with Chris Matthews on this. You know, the threats come from Al-Qaeda cell. Yeah. No real Americans want to gun me down as a fucking first-degree mass murderer. You know, it's important to realize that I want him tried and convicted for the first-degree murders that he committed, not only because of those two murders, but according to other soldiers, he, you know, how many other people did he murder under those same irrational positions that he took? He shot two men. He'll confess that he had handcuffed. I've already written specifically regarding his storyline, which doesn't make any sense. Chris Matthews, of course, ain't going to challenge him on any of that. He's going to make you think that the FBI are there to protect him. I don't know who. You know? I haven't yet met an FBI officer who doesn't want Bush fucking dead too. You can't find an honorable police officer that doesn't know Bush did 9/11. How is it that Pantano, in his 30s, isn't aware that Bush did 9/11? You just type Bin Laden in a search engine, any search engine, right away. Bin Laden's a fake. Bush did 9/11. Doesn't take much to see General Ahmad in that search request. And look at these terrorist experts that are like Pantano. Look at how well they can deceive you, like the Stephen Emerson or whatever. Like, he's falling apart now. He knows. He's smart enough to know that the truth is going to fucking get him. But these, CNN's newest anti-terrorist expert is Moms Against Terrorists or whatever. She has this website or whatever, but they don't tell you that part. They just put it at the bottom there, and whatever her last name is. Counterterrorism, CNN's expert. So you think, well, she must have something to do with police services or something. No, she just runs a website to do propaganda for the Bush administration. But she's the expert. But Pantano is really what evil's all about, you know? Because why? Because Bushite enemy forces, the ungodly demon disciples of the real Antichrist, what they always want to do is demonize the unknowable people that you have no understanding of. And with Bush as the Antichrist, of course, he leverages the entire nation, right? But seldom does an American understand what the Constitution means. When you look at Jeffrey Dahmer, he didn't look like such a bad guy. You know, on impressions, he probably spoke half well. But you realize he's murdered innocent people, deprived them of their rights to be alive in this world. So, and this is the thing, you know, Pantano's all in support of the war crimes of Fallujah, massacring hundreds of thousands of innocent people. People go, yeah, but look, he's such a sweet young man. Yeah, but he'd murder hundreds of thousands of people and still say he was a patriot, still say he was fighting for... well, actually, Pantano will tell you the reason they're murdering people in Iraq is because they're connected to 9/11. Right? Now, how stupid do you have to be? Like, this is the thing about American Bushite Nazi grunts. You can't be that stupid. You just can't. Not if you can read the English language, you can't. But see how they play? Just like Pantano says about the FBI, just like Steve Emerson talks about Al-Qaeda on all the news stations. You know? He's trying to deceive you. He's trying to lie to you. And even if he was ignorant, he'd still be found culpable for the first-degree murder charges, I'm saying, with Pantano. You know, ignorance isn't a defense when you're murdering somebody with a gun pointed at their backs, shooting them more than 50 times, unarmed, with handcuffs on them.
Let me ask you about, what do you think of military justice?
I think it can be draconian when you're in the crosshairs, but I've got to tell you that our adversarial system is exactly what any parent or law-abiding folk would like.
See, Pantano is going to tell you what you'd like. Never mind the evidence or a prosecutor or whatever. They'll tell you what you like. He gets acquitted for admitting to shooting two unarmed, innocent Iraqi men who had loving families. He shot them dead. And now he says the conduct of American justice need not apply to the conduct that he took in our names, or in America's names, in whoever's names, in his own name. Those laws don't apply. He'll tell you what's right. You know? And the evidence speaks for itself, along with his own words, of which condemns him straight to hell where he rightly belongs, man. He's got to be brought to justice. He is a coward to deny me that privilege. He isn't the man. See, soldiers? This is what a Bushite commander is. He wants to lie to you. He wants to deceive you. He doesn't want the truth to be spoken. He wants to incarcerate people without any evidence. Does Pantano speak out against the torturing of an innocent person? No. He tells you he's proud of Mattis slaughtering women and children while trying to tell you they were all second lieutenants of bin Laden's. Nothing to do, you know, no connection. No, no, it's all Pantano's right in there. See, this is what evil is. Again, let's continue.
We have prosecutors and investigators that are very vigorous in how they do their job. And I'll remind your audience that they have a separate chain of command than the rest of the military. Prosecutors and investigators will get promoted if they're successful in the investigation and prosecutions of their case. They take them very seriously. I would even argue sometimes overzealously, as we see with some of the very heinous allegations that are made, often at an attempt to kind of maximum bob the, you know, the penalty.
How about a defense attorney? Does he get rewarded with a promotion for getting someone off?
You know, I would argue, but by the way, yes. yes, you just exactly hit upon the core of our system. Its adversarial nature is exactly what works. I mean, this is the check and balance, if you will, that makes our system effective. But the only issue, though, with the defense attorney is that in the military, defense attorneys can't actually make a statement until when the hearing is actually underway. So what happens in the case, for example, of Hamdaniyah, is you've got the military puts out a set of charges that are very aggressive, and the military defense cannot respond to that.
No, that's just fucking stupid. The Haditha guys are speaking, asshole. You know, what world is that? See, so much away from reality. You can't speak for your own defense. You did. We got it. It's all, I got it on my page. What world are you living in, Pantano? You know, don't take a minute for anything he's ever said about the crimes he committed or the witnesses who watched him murder people in cold blood. He shot them in the back while they were handcuffed. And this was just typical. This is what he believed to be fair. Right? The 40 illiterates that are under his command were more of men at 18-year-olds to recognize the demonic behaviors of Pantano and realize he's a real demon. You know, he's a real, this is real, this is what a demon is. You know, he can smile, tell you, oh, care about his wife, care about his children, but don't care about the Iraqi children. Don't care about the Iraqi men that he murdered, openly, confessed, already, completely. All the evidence is in. Read his own statements. He cannot be a better friend to somebody he's openly thieving from. That's the best friendship he can extend to anyone on this planet. And that's what his America's all about. You know, don't ask it, don't take my word for it. Listen to Pantano.
That's why often you see civilian counsel get brought in, as I chose to do in my case.
You know, most people, me included, when somebody gets arrested for a crime, a street crime or whatever, we assume they're probably guilty. We don't assume they're guilty, I guess, technically, because we are all innocent until proven guilty. But there's a supposition out there that most of the people that face the judge or face a jury have done something wrong.
There is
do you hold that belief, having been through the system now as a defendant?
Pantano did not stand in front of a jury, and he did not stand in front of a judge. But his Nazi lover is the guy who acquitted him from the crimes of which the evidence indicates completely, according to Pantano's own words and testimony, he is 100% completely guilty for murdering two innocent people. He says that's what American soldiers do. They murder unarmed, innocent men who have committed no criminal offense. That's his America.
Well, listen, as a father,
you hold the belief that most people charged are probably guilty. You hold that belief now.
I hold the belief that I want my prosecutors and my investigators to be as aggressive as possible. As a father and as a husband, I would want, if anything were to happen to my family, I would want them to go out, overturn cars, get to the bottom, conduct whatever searches they have to do to find the perpetrators.
Well, if that isn't a Freudian slip, I don't know what is. You know? See, Pantano had the evidence destroyed of where these individuals were murdered. But, you know, how can you destroy all that evidence? There's a few honorable Marines that have copies of the photographs. And we have the witnesses who watched him shoot these innocent young men in the back. Repeatedly. You know, telling us that's what he does. Now, how can I say that? Well, what Pantano did is he said to the two soldiers that were present beside him to turn around. Don't look at what's going on. And he confesses that, and the soldiers confess that that's what he asked them to do. Don't bear witness to this crime. You won't be involved. And who can prove anything anyway? He'll be the only one present. Right? He's all by himself there. Telling these guys to turn around. Don't look, because then you can say you didn't see anything. And he'll leverage them into the crime. Don't make it like that's what Americans do. Like he did. And like we can't allow to stand. We cannot allow Pantano to walk a free man. And soldiers under his command said he was a war criminal and needed to be executed. You know, I keep telling people, in the American military, you see a Bushite, you see a member of Aegis, kill it.
ISIS's official position is to commit terrorist acts against the Iraqi civilian populace in hopes that Marines get gunned down and they get more contract favors, right? They get caught at committing acts of first-degree murder, ISIS did, by the Pentagon, and not only did they escape Roberts' claimed their rightful executions for those acts of first-degree mass murder, but Rumsfeld insisted that their contract continue. They're getting more and more and more and more and more cash. And Tim Spicer was asked about it, expresses no regret, no remorse over the loss of innocent people falling down dead as murder victims, because that's what his America is all about, too. No justice. No, no, no. Pantano's lover is going to decide whether he's acquitted or not. It's got nothing to do with reason, Pantano claims. It's got nothing to do with law. Right? Don't stand up for the defense of an innocent person he murdered. He wants you to go ruthlessly in defense of himself without reason. He's an American. The Iraqis he murdered weren't the people. Yeah, that's where America's got to stand. Are you going to stand with the people, or are you going to stand with Pantano?
I think that the challenge comes when you're on the other side of that, and especially in combat, where a lot of these guys don't have combat experience, and they're going out, investigators and prosecutors, and even some high-level commanders that haven't left the green zone, are going out to make determinations about what's appropriate on the battlefield. And sadly, we want the line to be a very rigid moral one. Unfortunately, that line moves as the intensity of combat builds. We still have to comport ourselves ethically.
So this now is a very popular game of demons. It's very much of what Bush is. Sometimes it seems like he's very much not even conscious of this action. But he'll claim the moral authority in argument, but it doesn't apply to the situation, though, does it? Pantano will say, oh, yeah, it does. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know, well, you got to, you know, look at the situation for what it was. Yeah, you shot two unarmed men in the back who are on their knees with handcuffs on. Or we take your version of it, Pantano, where you say you took the handcuffs off them to check a car that had already been checked. And then you have that bullshit. Like, when Pantano lies, he does it so poorly, particularly in respect to the murders that he committed, that, as I've indicated in my writing, it's just one fuck up after another. His lies. He can't. And this is why God is the Word, you know. You instead of being a demonic liar, Pantano, you should have learned through the military training to be an honorable, try to be an honorable, just person. Instead, he's got to work for a way to lie to you. He knows he shot these guys. He confesses to shooting them. He confesses that they were unarmed. He says he shot them when they were in their car after he let them go back in. But he's got a gun pointed at them. They have no guns. They're not accused of any criminal malfeasance. And this, again, as I've stressed repeatedly, is what was regular fare for him, commanding the illiterate Bushite Nazi savages.
And, you know, General Traynor made an excellent point. It is about the training, absolutely. But we have to also remember that combat is fluid, and we need to be receptive to that.
When is rape justified?
Never. And, in fact, I'll tell you again, most of the professional military, married, fathers, children, I'll tell you something else, Chris. Within the rules of engagement, if you see a criminal act going on, a rape or a murder, not only are you obligated to stop it, but you can use deadly force to stop it.
Pantano. Yeah, again, it sounds great, Pantano, but Oprah Winfrey told us it's like one out of five women in the military routinely rape. They're not strong enough to gun down the guys that are raping them, and the men don't gun down the soldiers who proudly proclaim they rape women, they rape children. Why don't you call for the execution of Lieutenant Boudreau? Why does Lieutenant Boudreau get to continue wearing a Marine's uniform while he confesses to raping children? This is what he does. And people go, well, it's too embarrassing to deal with publicly because then they'd have to arrest him and everybody would know what kind of demon he really is. And people start wondering, how many other Marines are like that? Like Boudreau. Like with Boudreau, as it is with Pantano, they're fairly skilled at lying. You know, they're fairly skilled at deceptions or character playing or acting. I mean, there's a good example. Think of all the great actors. Pantano figures, well, you take him at his word. And his specific positions, he states, he opposes women and children being raped, and so would soldiers also. Well, that's not what we're witnessing. We just have this guy singing the Haditha song, talking about slaughtering a young girl, a child, and they're cheering. Where is that moral authority you say is a part of the American military culture? When Oprah Winfrey tells us all these women are being raped, and the individuals who are responsible for committing the rapes in the American military are not only escaping executions, but are escaping repercussions entirely. They're just continuing on. They file their reports, and you can't call a police officer in America to arrest a soldier who's raped your sister or your mother, your wife, your daughter. This soldier raped a member of your family. You can't call the police department. No. You have to go through Pentagon sources in Rumsfeld's office. And Rumsfeld, as Oprah Winfrey indicated in her show, refuses to prosecute any American soldier for rape. There's been no prosecutions. And yet, I believe it is 1 out of 5. It's very, very high. The numbers are astronomical because of the demonic, demon culture of what the American military has become under the leadership skills of the demon Antichrist. Victimize the innocent, have no respect for the rights of any other. As Pantano constantly sells, it's constantly, look how great he is, he's got a wife, he's got kids, let him get away with killing our families. Let him get away with slaughtering your brother. Let him get away with killing your dad. He could, just as he states his pride in the murder of hundreds of thousands of people in Fallujah, don't think for a second he wouldn't kill you too. You know, it's his measurement of the value of a human life. When you see those measurements apply to his own family, do you think he's got any, this is very often the case, do you think he's got any real love for his wife? Maybe, but rarely is that truly the case. Both ways. Not only do the soldiers rarely have any true love for their spouses, but their spouses, the ones that are really committed to the war, only hope that their spouse dies, right? Or their brother dies, or their dad dies, so they get a check for $400,000. Please kill my fucking father. Please kill my son, my wife, my mother, my child, that's what they're all into. They want the cash. You see them cheering. But what happens? They don't fucking get nothing. Nobody pays them. They promise the $400,000, but then what's that? What world is that? That's God's world we're talking about there. Because what ends up happening? They're fucked up. They go, well, shit, if I make a public spectacle of this, I'm going to look like I wanted to profit off my son's death. And isn't that what every Bushite is? Isn't that what George W. Bush is? Isn't that what Rumsfeld is? Especially Cheney. Cheney, all he wants to do is kill your kids for cash. Well, why do you think Bush's business partner, General Ahmad, had Muhammad Atta and the boys fly the planes into the building? To kill your kids for cash. Right? That's the America Pantano represents, and that's what I'm here to destroy. Through rules of law, through court proceedings, through functions of justice by reason and sanity, we shall defeat this enemy, and he shall fucking go down fucking screaming.
Now, wait, I want to be very careful. These are allegations that have been made against these servicemen. Terrible allegations were made against me that didn't bear out to be true.
Now, that's just silly. What allegations against him weren't true? It is his own defense that he says he did shoot these individuals that were unarmed, had no weapons, were completely innocent. And he alleges they moved threateningly while they were sitting in a car. And he shot them both more than 50 times. And the witnesses at the scene said he killed them in cold blood. This is a sick, psycho, fucking Nazi Bush bitch punk who thinks he's really good with fucking lies, deceits, and betrayals. To kill your kids for cash.
Having said that, as a unit leader, as a platoon commander, as a Marine officer, if I saw my own men committing crimes of that nature, I'd stop them using whatever force is required. And I think that 95% of your military that's out there behaving very honorably would do the same.
Again, just a reminder, he's doing that same thing. It sounds morally right. That's what you'd expect, but that's not what we find. You know, there's countless video footage of these things that he says you should be proud of, indiscriminately slaughtering people. just like you did with the two individuals in the car, I've seen soldiers drop bombs on hundreds of innocent people walking in the marketplace of American. So his heroes, that you say you believe, with his words alone, would certainly kill any rapist in the American military, no fucking problem. Anybody who was shooting an innocent person, we'd kill for sure, he'd have you believe. I haven't even seen yet a video footage coming from an Apache helicopter or any of the bombers that show them targeting any bad guys, any bad forces. It's just slaughtering innocent people. I've seen them just wipe out hundreds of people walking down the street. And they laugh, they cheer. And Pantano says, oh yeah, that would be immoral, that would be unjust, that would be ungodly, that would be criminal. But who's going to gun them down? Pantano is still walking free. He committed first-degree acts of murder, of which he admits that much. Ask him where his defense is. He says he's acquitted. He had some false allegations brought against himself. Chris Matthews, of course, never got into any details. John Stewart, no details. No, shut up. No details in his book. No, shut up. I haven't read his book. I'm imagining there's nothing in there in relationship to the actual facts as we find them from his own lawyer, from his own mouth, from the witnesses there at the scene. But where is it, Pantano, that you say you're not guilty of murder? How is it that that can be so? If you claim they were innocent people without any guns, and you shot both of them, you know, from 4 feet away, they had no guns. Where, okay, then why would you shoot both of them? They got no guns. You know, they're working towards you in a menacing way. They're stuck cumbersomely, sitting in the front seat and the back seat. They're separated. I mean, couldn't Pantano just take a step back? They're both in the car. He admits to murdering them as they're sitting in the car, of which he knows has already been checked. There's no weapons in the car. The two individuals have no weapons. This is Pantano's story. Okay, the witnesses say he gunned them in the back while they were on their knees in handcuffs. Right? His story is that he told the other two soldiers that were present to turn their backs and not look at what he was about to do when they were on their knees with handcuffs behind their back. Now, he admits that. The two soldiers say that that's what he did, so they're not accountable. They can't speak either way. They'll just tell you what they know. Okay? And that's, again, as I say, Pantano's the perfect example. You know, you kill it instantly as soon as it's found guilty of the crimes that it's committed. Okay? Because it is the definition of evil, doesn't make it a marvel. Okay? But according to the witnesses, he told them both to turn around and not participate in what was going to go down. They would not be witnesses to exactly what transpired, what happened. You see, that's the nature of evil. Well, why would you do that? You know, Pantano says, yeah, well, so what? You know? So, if we believe that he was worried that they were ninja masters and they were going to successfully disarm him of his machine gun attacking from the car, why don't you just take a step back? Right? Or ask the two soldiers that are with you to point their guns at these guys. They look like they might attack us momentarily as they're both inside a car that's already been checked, one in the front and one in the back. Both of them have bullet holes, so I've learned now, my last recording on this, it hadn't been confirmed, but now it's true. Their backs are covered with bullet wounds, entry wounds, of bullets going into their backs. Just as the witnesses said. They said that he shot them in the back as a satanic disciple of the real Antichrist who believes there's no truths. Everything is manipulative. There is no evidence, really. It's like Cheney. He says you don't need evidence anymore. The Susskind's book, man, I'm looking. The 1% Doctrine. I haven't read it yet, but I've heard him speak on this on Colbert's show there. And he sounds like a really good guy, really bright guy, that guy is. You know, because he's talking about what I'm talking about. Doesn't mean that I own those ideas. Those are timeless principles no matter what form, physical form you take, you'll agree with me and Susskind and every other living thing that's ever put down laws that made some sense. Without any evidence, you can't form a conclusion that the person is guilty. You know, it's like in Israel. What did they do there? They say that their soldier was kidnapped and put into Iran. It's Syria's behind the whole thing. Hezbollah did it, so they're going to bomb Christians and Jews in northern Lebanon. So, yeah, that makes sense. And do they have any evidence in any of these things? No, Iran says their allegations are baseless. But Fox News isn't going to tell you that. It's all suggestion to them. So, no, we'll tell you, listen to the inflections in our voice, and we'll tell you, Israel's a good guy. Come on, don't be silly. Who wouldn't think anything else but that, right? Come join the cult. Mindlessness. Evil. Wicked. You know? Like, where does Pantano claim we are mistaken listening to his own fucking demon breath, his own demon words? Tell us, Pantano, where's the fault in our reasoning in respect to what you've told us so far regarding the murder of these two individuals? Is that not murder? How is that not murder? Why did you shoot them? What's the reason? You've got no reason. Yeah, there was a terrorist, you know, whatever it is. It doesn't matter. These were innocent people. Even if they were, it doesn't even matter. You had no even if they were guilty of something, you had no reason to kill them. Right? You could have arrested them. But you couldn't even arrest them because they were innocent. You know, that's how these bomber guys work. That's how the Apache helicopter guys work. That's how they worked in Fallujah. They have the guys that they're going to murder later come right up to the checkpoint and they'd say, we're sending you back with your 10-year-old child because we're going to kill you later. We got this whole thing set up. Nobody's wise enough to defeat the demon Antichrist. Satan rules the universe, and there is no real God. Not a real God. With a real son. Forget it. So fairy tales.
I'm going to go back to my first question. Maybe it's unfair. Do you look upon, maybe I've heard you say this, do you now look upon these cases when you read the paper like I do and everyone else does watching? You pick up the paper and it says today, I think it was, four men charged with this rape and a murder case. Horrible case. A beautiful young Iraqi woman, a mid-teen or sub-teen, raped, and she's killed. And these are facts. They're dead. And the family's killed. Apparently, allegedly, to cover the evidence. You make the judgment when you see that. Do you say this happened, or do you say this is a mirage? What do you say?
Well, I know for a fact that not only are Iraqi autopsies suspect, and this was something that was actually a fact in my own case, was that they were very suspicious.
Yeah, you're not kidding. That is very suspicious. Why would Pantano say such a thing? He confessed to shooting the guy 50 times. This case, no, there is no court proceeding. But what's he saying? You know, I know we have photographs of these two individuals that he shot more than 50 times. So what are you talking about? He admits to shooting them. So this is the thing about this whole fucked up. I probably already said this earlier. But I mean, it doesn't matter whether he shot him in the back or not, but that was the argument. That this is a sad state of affairs, really, for the whole human condition right now. You know, you can take a position of suggestion to state what you're looking for, and Pantano apparently seems to be succeeding in not realizing, well, what is the crime we're accusing him of? Accusing him of murdering these guys. Well, no. Did I shoot him in the back? No, I didn't, so I'm innocent. Mm-hmm. What? They had no weapons. Ah, fuck, I don't want to go through that again. But that sounds very suspicious. You know, what are you saying, Pantano? You doctored the autopsy? You've confessed to shooting them more than 50 times, man. Right? What did they doctor in the autopsy? What could possibly... Would they put more bullet holes in them? You only shot them 58 times... Hmm? He admits that. Like, again, the review of the writings on this, that's what he admits. So he's saying they did something. They can't be trusted, the autopsy report, that he had destroyed. He says that's suspicious.
But What's an autopsy?
An autopsy. So, for example, the death certificates and all of these filings. We're finding issues with that in this Haditha investigation. And listen, any crime against a female, against a child, and a sexual crime, this is criminal behavior. This isn't battlefield behavior.
Right.
It doesn't have a place. And no professional soldier, and I consider myself a professional, my brothers in arms are professionals, would advocate that. And again, and I say capital I, capital F. If these guys are guilty, believe me, the punishment is going to be severe. Nobody will tolerate that kind of behavior. There's never a time and there's never a place. Having said that, not only do you have people in Iraq that are incentivized to tar and feather the effort, you've got people back here that are incentivized to tar and feather the effort. Listen, your own correspondent used the word atrocity a dozen times in that intro. How about these are crimes and we're going to investigate them, and they're all alleged crimes. To date, none of them have been proven. Yes, you have dead Iraqis. Sadly, you've got 50 dead Iraqis blindfolded.
Well, you said alleged atrocity. I read the report beforehand, but let me tell you this, that there are dead people. You're saying there may not be dead. Is that what you're saying?
I think that there's no question that there are dead people, Chris. There are going to be plenty of them before this war is over. That's just the reality of combat.
No. Of bushhead combat, of enemy forces that want to indiscriminately slaughter people. It's like Bush says, the war is going to go on forever. They're going to, Cheney, all these guys, they want to war fucking 60 countries. They want to murder perhaps billions of people and steal all our money. That's what his combat is. What's my combat? General Mad did 9/11. See, Pantano, he doesn't want to do that. There's no money there to steal. He'd have to really defend the American people. He'd have to put his life on the line to defend the American Marines. You have to actually do something to defend their lives. Instead, as a coward, he sacrifices themselves to the criminal escapades of those that get off on thinking they're going to escape their rightful executions for committing acts of first-degree murder. Yeah? Yeah, but I know a bunch of other guys will kill you all. American men will hunt down every single last Bushite. We'll try them publicly. It's going to be every time we execute a Bushite, there will be celebrations in the streets. Every time we find another rapist, another torturer, you know, that these soldiers, we witness them gunning down people in the street while listening to Elvis Presley songs. Now you go, well, that's not a real soldier. Well, he just is what the American condition is right now. Aegis is a military-funded operation that kills innocent Iraqi citizenry. The soldiers are told they're pro-Iraqis. Right? Don't embarrass us with that uncomfortable truth. Shut up. Pantano's in charge. Huh? And so Pantano says the combat, all these people must die. That's what his combat scenario is all about. Now, don't think so far with that and think about justice and freedom. Don't really believe in those principles. Just say you do.
But I would also say that we have to be very careful in rushing to judgment against our troops. The reason being, we ask them to apply judgment and give the benefit of the doubt to an Iraqi.
Give the benefit of the doubt to the Iraqi. They started the war with 30,000 hits, Pantano. Who do you think paid for those bombs with their lives? Who? Completely innocent people. When Tommy Franks did all the looting to steal the money out of the Iraqi Central Bank, Pantano, who was made to pay for those crimes? Well, you blame the Iraqis. So it was Iraqis' fault they looted. They wouldn't loot the museum. They had to go in there to protect the items that were there. And then look at what took place later. They felt guilty about stealing the stuff. No, Tommy Franks was going around with a bullhorn trying to get him to loot the stuff out of the museum. It's ancient artifacts to be looted. So he could rob the bank. They stole all the natural resources. But this is the thing about Pantano. This stuff sounds pretty good, Pantano, yeah, but that's not the current reality that we're suffering with individuals such as yourself thinking you're going to walk away from committing first-degree acts of self-confessed murder. You admitted, and still do admit, of course, to shooting those two unarmed individuals. You say, yeah, you can't prove I shot them in the back. Well, whatever. You shot them dead. They have no weapons. They weren't accused of any criminal malfeasance. They were innocent Iraqi citizenry. Where was the benefit of doubt given to them? Pantano. 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 Coming for ya.
We have to do the same
thing. Lieutenant, do you want some advice?
Please.
Go to law school.
Thank you.
I mean it.